Hi there. Thanks for listening to Northern Transmissions. Hope you guys are all doing well. I recently had the chance to chat with JB from Crystal Stilts. Let's check out some music right away. This is Shake the Shackles. And that was the song Shake the Shackles off the 2011 release In Love with Oblivion, which also happens to be the band's 10th release. And I asked JB if he felt compelled to be recording all the time, as well as the nice thing about all these releases is the different art that's come along with these packages.
I don't really feel pressure, no, because we don't have any contracts, really, with any labels, so there's no one telling us when to record. It's just, we usually just do it at our own pace, like when we have enough songs, we just record, or when we feel like we have some songs that we want to record, or if it's a good time, then we'll just record them. None of the records are more than one record at a time. With any of our releases, it's all just been one record. So we kind of just, record and do it like that. I think we kind of like to play it by ear a little bit, It keeps things interesting, keeps like options open for potential collaborations and things. At first, like when we first put out our record, there was a lot of the big indie labels, like almost all of them, were kind of like inquiring and kind of like knocking on our door a little bit, but none of them really made any offers that were like concrete or, you know, substantial. So yeah, we've had some interest from a lot of labels, but not really, you know, nothing super fantastic. Some of it, like Shake the Shackles, was from this art psychology, this French psychology book encyclopedia that I bought in France, like some 70s book. It's just full of like really cool, like odd photography and just nice looking pictures. And I just used that for that. The new record, Keegan, our drummer, who's a screen, he does screen printing. He has a screen printing business and does like does art and things. He designed that record cover. He just made it from scratch. Also, like the In Love with Oblivion was from a book about this book about symmetry of this artist, and we wrote the artist and got permission to use his pictures.
And that was the song Radiant Door off the band's latest EP of the same name. We talked a little bit about producing the band, which JB has done most of himself in the past, and how bringing on the guys from the band for the last album to record, how that worked and how it translates for their live shows.
With the first record, it was mostly me, so I had to kind of just on the spot, I would just kind of like make things up or just like improvise a lot. So it's nice that each individual member can think about their own part and play what's best for it. It kind of takes a little pressure off of me recording. And it's good. It's also just makes things a little bit more interesting. Lately, we've been trying to make it sound more and more like the record. It's kind of tough to do it without, because there's usually a good amount of overdubs, so it's tough to do it exactly without having some extra members in the band playing on stage, but we're kind of trying to employ using effects and just trying to fill in those gaps, like those overdubbed gaps and just little things that are there. We're trying to do that as best as we can. Right. We used to, like, 2 years ago, we kind of just played it raw and just really stripped down, but now we're kind of trying to do more of something that sounds like the record as much as we can.
As always, you're listening to Northern Transmissions, and I'm your host, Charles Brownstein, and I'm speaking to J.B. Townsend of Crystal Stilts. Thanks, as always, for listening. I hope you're enjoying it. Please check out Crystal Stilts at www.crystalstilts.com, or you can check them out on Facebook. They've got some upcoming shows. Please check that out. And if you want any further information about Northern Transmissions, please go to our website where you can listen to the show or find out about many other interesting bands at www.northerntransmissions.com, or you can follow us at Twitter at Northern Trans, or you can drop us a line and tell us how much you love us.
Just behind the sun, my mind slipping sideways. Hazelwood, the Sanford Clark written song, "Still as the Night." How did you how did you decide to cover that one?
I was listening to that, and I was like, just kind of thought it could work. It could work with our like format, our style. I kind of wanted to do a Lee Hazelwood song, like a Lee Hazelwood cover, but I didn't want to do like an obvious one. And I was kind of listening to like some of his like early stuff, like Duane Eddy and things like that. And I don't know, that one just seemed like the right one to do.
Are there any types of music which you guys as a band are really like to explore? Are you writing anything now different?
We're writing a song right now that's like a little bit, it's kind of like almost has a little bit of a Baroque quality to it. It's not like throughout the whole song, but there's a part in it that's like slightly Baroque sounding. It's almost like 13th floor elevators, almost, but with like a Baroque element to it. It's kind of like, it's pretty cool. Like some of the new songs are kind of taking on some pretty interesting forms as far as influence goes. I think we're kind of like getting more, a little bit more complex with like the directions we're going. Kind of like going in many different directions at the same time.
I hope you enjoyed our interview with J.B. Townsend from Crystal Stilts. I thank him very much for doing it. Thanks very much to Spencer Carson, the madman on the boards, who puts the thing together. And for more information about Crystal Stilts, you can go to www.crystalstilts.com. For information about the show, please go to northerntransmissions.com. And let's close out the show with one more song. This is the track Flying Into the Sun off the 2011 release In Love with Oblivion.